Pesticides and herbicides, by definition, are killers. Killers of destructive insects and weeds, but that doesn't mean they're without risks to people, particularly children and infants. A new study of studies from the Harvard School of Public Health found that the dangers from chemical exposure in and around the home might increase the risk of developing childhood cancers. The researchers pooled data from 16 international studies, comparing levels of pesticide exposure in groups of children with and without cancer. Flea and tick pet collars, roach and ant sprays, and pest control services were common indoor exposures, while outdoor exposures were mainly from herbicide use. The study's senior author, Professor Alex Liu, suspected that the recent uptick in childhood illnesses, particularly cancer, might be due to pesticide exposures in the home, but before this study, the data wasn't there to support this. Now, says Professor Liu, there is more cause for concern.
We find that for household members that report use of pesticides in indoor, specifically insecticides, there is a more than 40% increased risk of childhood leukemia or childhood lymphoma. Outdoor herbicide use also increases the risk of childhood leukemia 26%, but the association is not as strong as indoor insecticide use.
The study also found a weak link to another childhood cancer.
We also look at childhood brain tumor, but its association to either indoor insecticide use or outdoor herbicide use was not as strong as leukemia or lymphoma.
But Alex Liu notes that reducing the risk of exposure is manageable. For instance, using natural pest controls or fixing a window screen or a crack in the foundation of the home could be enough to put some distance between children and pesticides.